Let's focus our attention now on Oscar Mabuyane, who is the Premier of the Eastern Cape. He was implicated and in detail in corruption in a public protector's report, but he's been to the Bishop High Court looking for an interim interdict to stay public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's remedial action. Well, to find out what this actually means in practice, we welcome 2702 Drive Oscar Mabuyane's lawyer, Mr. Nico Sakela. Mr. Sakela, welcome and thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
So Mr. Sakela, what exactly has the court ruled? It's an interim interdict. What exactly does that mean in practice?
It means the remedial actions issued by the public protector have been suspended.
Yes.
Our client, the Premier, approached the court. We approached the court seeking an order suspending the remedial actions, the implementation of the remedial actions, to interdicting the public protector or his office from implementing the remedial actions.
So what are those key actions? I mean, obviously there are things that that your client wanted to be suspended, which he regarded as significant and important. What has now been put in suspension?
What has been put in suspension is the remedial action relating mainly to the Hawks being given powers by the public protector to investigate or to set a process in motion,
yes,
which looks into the criminality of what the public protector has done, or of what is alleged to have been done by our client.
Right.
So that remedial action is suspended, and we are approaching the court on a number of grounds. Why are we saying this is not why the Hawks are not empowered, or the public protector is not empowered to refer the matter to the Hawks? One of our grounds is that the public protector is not empowered in terms of his act, of her act, Public Protector's Act,
right,
to refer the matter for further investigations by the Hawks. All that the public protector is empowered to do upon finalization of the investigation, she must refer for public prosecution.
So, in terms of interim then, I mean, when does this matter go back into the court?
So far, the court has issued an order today postponing the Part B of the application sine die, meaning that the application as it stands has no date for hearing. Because the reason why it does not have date for hearing is because one, the public protector and the Hawks should file papers, then we'll have to respond in those papers by filing replying affidavits. Then after that, the matter will probably place before the judge, who will case manage the matter. Case managing the matter entails a process wherein parties will be placed on terms when they should file heads of argument, when the matter should be ready for trial, when the matter will be ready for trial,
yes,
effectively issuing the date for the hearing of the matter.
And finally, Mr. Sakela, is the Premier pursuing this in his personal capacity and therefore one would assume paying his own legal bills? Or is this something that is being done in his capacity as Premier and therefore the bills would be covered by the taxpayer?
No, the Premier is pursuing this in his personal capacity. Is covering the bill,
right,
for whatever that is happening.
Thank you very much. That's Oscar Mabuyane's lawyer, Nico Sakela, joining us here on 702 Drive.